Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Our brothers just ended with that thought about the necessity of being safe. And my heart has just gone to this portion. And I trust the Lord will bless it as we read it. Verse 2. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision, which worship God in spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Verse 7. What things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ? Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That is, therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Verse 19. Whose end is destruction, whose God is their appetite, whose glory is their shame, who mind the earthly things. For our conversation or citizenship is in heaven, whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our bodies of humiliation, that it might be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. And God's precious word that has been a blessing to us in reading will surely be a blessing again this afternoon. The little thought here of safety. And brethren and sisters, although we're saved, I want to be very careful what I say. We're not safe. And here we find the Word of God sets out how we can be preserved in this life. I would even look at this as a man who had the compassion, as our brother has been speaking, the compassionate heart of a shepherd of God's dear people. We find that in the second chapter, the Apostle Paul, you can look at it in verse 17, for the advancement, for the blessing, for the encouragement of the faith of those believers. He speaks of himself as a drink offering. His appreciation of the Lord Jesus Christ and the cross of Christ so changed this man's life that you find that he was very willing. There's a little offering I have enjoyed for several weeks recently. It is like the appreciation of the blessings that God has bestowed upon him through the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here's a man who realizes that in obedience to God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ came down, and that was come down in humble circumstances, and not only into humble circumstances, but even down further again, down to the death of Calvary's cross. This man's safety, how can a shepherd go on in days like this? How can a young saint go on and be sure and be safe in a world in which we're living, which is a cesspool of iniquity, and things that once were, done in secret, they're being done in the open. There's absolutely no shame in this world in which we live. And things are getting worse, and brethren, they'll get worse even yet. The Word of God says, in the last days, fierce times shall come. Fierce times. And we're hearing, as far as I'm concerned where I live, I hear of things that just fit what the Word of God says. We need to realize that God has given us a way to be saved, and your faith is associated with our Lord Jesus Christ. It's an appreciation of what the Savior has accomplished for us at the place called Calvary. You find the Apostle Paul here, he looks at his life three ways. He looks behind him to the time that he had that glorious experience. When he met the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord met him, and he was gloriously saved. The Apostle Paul didn't worry about the things that he lost. What he was concerned and what he was enjoying was the things that he gained. The things that he had were only temporal. These relationships that he brings before us, you find that soon it will all pass away. The things that he could speak about his pedigree, about the people that he belonged to, about the position that he had, the possessions that he had. We brought nothing into the world, we'll take nothing out of them. But thank God, here is a man that in life he found again in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says here to these believers that there was an exercise of faith. And I believe this is what he brings before. He had a conversion that nobody else has had. He was a man that was personally arrested by the Lord Jesus Christ. He was arrested by Christ for a purpose. And thank God we can see in the pages of Holy Scripture that he was safe and sound. And he ended with that lovely message that he was ready as a drink offering to be poured out. He was a man who knew Christ. And we thank God that we've been hearing in the Bible reading the great possibility of knowing something of what the Apostle Paul brings before us here. One of the safest things I believe for us is to do what the Apostle Paul did here. He went away back to the time when God saved him. And since God, and I say this for young believers, since God saved me, every morning I go back to the time when God arrested me, when a worldly, a sinner, fit only for hell, helplessly lost, God reached down and saved my precious soul. What did I lose? Thank God I lost the past. I have no interest, brethren, in talking about my past. And it hasn't been as bad as some. My Bible tells me in Romans 6:21, what fruit had you in those things of which you are ashamed? It's a good thing in the morning to realize when you met the Lord Jesus Christ, when Calvary became a reality in your life, when you realized that here was one that you'd sinned against, and you find he stoops down, reaches and saves your precious soul. I will remember, and I believe I'll remember it into eternity, when sitting up in a balcony on the 14th of January, 1947, as a sinner, realizing I was lost, God had been dealing with me. But that morning, down in the shipyard, and I'm not ashamed to say it, I went out to the bathroom. I got down to pray. I wanted to be saved. And God brought before me, verse after verse, my spirit shall not always strive with man. God speaketh once, yea, twice, and man perceived it not. And I got up from there a lost soul. I knew I was a sinner. But I'll tell you, when you get to that place, and God the Spirit, as we're hearing this morning, deals with you, you'll find that you would do anything to get God's salvation. Zacchaeus made a went away up the tree. I went up to the balcony. The reason I went up there, my dear little wife, was I knew there were some Christians there, and that's as far as I would ever get to heaven itself. That is where God brings us. Can you ever forget that moment then, when the blessed Savior opened, as it were, there is a door that stands ajar, and through its portals gleaming, a radiance from the cross afar, the Savior's love revealing. O depth of mercy, can it be that door was left ajar for me? I want to ask you, do you remember it? The Apostle Paul looked back. He remembered that time when exercising faith, and that's what I believe we have. He had a vision of the Lord Jesus. He saw the blessed Savior. But dear young believer, this is how I look at it. There was a time when by faith I believed on the Lord Jesus Christ to the saving of my precious soul. And at that moment, I got all the wealth of heaven. I got God, all that God could give me, as we find in the Ephesian epistle. What did that do? I'll tell you, it changed my heart. It changed my affection. It even gave me courage to go into the ship. So forth. I went in that morning and told them that God had saved me. You know, I saw a few men after that. Spoke to them about the Lord. You know, those men that had a compassion in my soul. Sammy McMahon, her brother John, knows him well. And Willie Lavery, man that had a compassion on my soul. Dear young believer, you want to be saved? go back to the place. Go back to the experience where God reached and saved your precious soul. Start out the day with that and give Him thanks for saving a sinner such as me. You find the Apostle Paul now, having dealt with the past, he speaks here in this chapter. He says here, I have not attained. I know that our brethren are here, and I thank God for them. But you know, here the Apostle Paul speaks about something, the resurrection of the dead. Now I hope our brethren will forgive me, but I look upon that as my confession when God baptized me. I may be wrong, but that's the way I look at it. And when I looked into the face of my dear little city in Casket, we were baptized together. I said, "City, do you remember the night we confessed that we died with Christ? We raised him." Apostle Paul, I believe, here speaks about living out the vows of baptism. Not that I have already attained. And what does that bring into his life? He has something, it says here, in verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth to those things which are before. That's a lovely little word. What was before him? Before him, I honestly believe, was this exercise that he had in verse 10, that I may know him. What way? Experimentally. That he may know and experience the living Christ. That one that he tells us, you look there in chapter 4, and in verse, I believe it is verse 5, the one that he says, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at your elbow. He knew the companionship of Christ. He knew the compassion of Christ. And because of that, he had a care for these dear sin. But number one, we need to take care, first of all, of ourselves. If he looks back and he thanks God and he uses this word, brethren, do you remember the first time he heard that? When Ananias came in and put his hand and he said, brother Saul, do you remember when God added you to the brethren? I'm not talking now about the Plymouth brethren or any of those brethren. I'm talking now about those that know and do the will of God, my Father. These are my brethren. So he's speaking to those who enjoyed the relationship that he had with God, knew what it was to be related spiritually to others that he had led to Christ. Brethren, he says, I have something before me. Young believer, you want to keep safe? What did he have before him? Notice, I believe this is what it was, verse 10, that I may know Him. Oh, getting to know the Lord Jesus Christ, yes, through the Scriptures. We thank God for our brother and John's father used to be my Sunday school teacher, John Abernathy's father. And sometimes you just love to realize that wouldn't it be nice if some of our parents could see us now. They put in a lot of time. Sunday school teachers. If they're able to open up the Word of God to us and help us to understand it. But listen, there's nothing like the communion that you need personally with the Lord Jesus Christ. Not just theoretically, not just knowing the Scriptures themselves, but knowing the living Christ in communion. What does that do? You find to get to know Him is to love Him. And to get to know Him and to love Him is to be devoted to Him. And to do things for the Blessed Savior because of that love that He poured into your soul the moment that He saved you. Hymn writer said, I would not work my soul to save. That my Lord has done, but I would work like any slave for love of God's dear Son. How's your affections to the Lord Jesus? Affections in your Sunday school class? Affections in your work to the Lord Jesus? Loyalty to Him? Devoted to His person? Paul says, this is the Christ. I have a whole Christ before me. To enjoy Him and experience. Just thinking, you know, today looks like two Sundays, yesterday and today. But that is no substitute for personal communion with the Lord Jesus Christ. Young believer, to look back and realize that He saved you by faith, that change that came in, not by effort, but by the Holy Spirit coming in at that moment, changing your appetites. Our brother John, not too long ago, said, changed his language, cleaned his mouth, and it was the same with ourselves. That change come from? Came from the Lord Jesus Christ. Any man be in Christ, he is a new creation, and the change comes. All things pass away, and all things become new, and all things are of God. You find here, now the Apostle Paul shows us safety. And that is communion with the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because the more you get to know Him, you find that love, that affection, grows more and more. Until the time comes for that, when you can actually say, I have Christ, what want I more? Then he says here at the end of the chapter, he tells us that we have got a citizenship. Our dear brother Norman was telling us that he had three citizenships. Canadian, British, and American. Well, I've got three too, down here. I have a British one, South African one, American one. But you know, I've got this one. I'm a citizen of heaven. And when the Apostle Paul speaks to them in the book of, we read the book of Acts, it was a colony. In Philippi, everything was associated with the capital Rome. All the laws, all the social events, all the calendars, all the days, it was all associated. They had a citizenship in Rome. But how do we have a citizenship in heaven? Now, what does the Apostle Paul tell me? The path to safety. This is what he says here, that there was something beyond this life. He shows us the poor sinner here in verse 19, the awful end of destruction. Banished. And if you're not saved today, please remember, dear soul, without Christ, if you go out into eternity, it's destruction. It's banishment. It's eternal blackness and it's isolation. But for us, who have been saved by God's grace, who value more and more the crosswork of Christ, who have before us the Lord Jesus in the glory, looking up in these days when things as far as the world is concerned and the hearts of men and minds of men that don't know how they're going to handle it, we look away up there and we see Him crowned with glory and with honor. God has not capitulated. Nor has He handed over to puny man. He's still God of the nations. We have a citizenship. And here you find it in this chapter. First of all, when Paul looks back to the experience he had with Christ, he got spiritual life. As he looks at the person of Christ for communion, His love is expanded. His devotion increases. His care for the saints and their safety is brought out. And now he has this glorious hope. You know, as a young man, I made up my mind I would get out of Ireland and I would go to the land of Africa and become very wealthy and rich and so forth. And I read all about it. But on the ship, and I remember the day we arrived in Cape Town, the King and Queen had just been out there, and there was a big welcome right there beyond Sea Point. I thought it was a welcome for me. And here I was in the place I'd heard about and dreamt about and prepared for. I wonder, when God saved you, and you have this communion with the Lord Jesus, how that hope burns within your soul. To look forward to seeing Him, and as her brother was bringing heavens not too far, but notice this, it's going to be the body. You look at the body now. I'm not going to get into an argument about that. But brethren, I believe we'll be known in the glorious individuals. And here he says he'll take this body of humiliation. He'll fashion it like unto His glorious body. So please look back to the day that God converted you by grace. Look to the Lord Jesus day by day for glorious communion. That's how we go on. We couldn't go on if we didn't have communion with the Lord Jesus. those who take responsibility. If you just dash out and you think you're going to carry the responsibilities, or you're in evangelism, or you're shepherding, or you're all these work, you can't do it. You can't do it without this devotion, this love that makes you dedicate to do whatever the Lord Jesus Christ wants you to do. Oh, it might be. Listen, we want to be real. The lady phones me from the other side of the town. She's a sister who's sick. An Indian lady. I've run out of batteries. Run away to get a battery. Another one phones and she has something else. Well, you say, well, sure, I would rather be preaching. But listen, the sheep have a need. They belong to Him. And when they belong to Him, I ask God to help me to take care of them. Because there's a time coming when we'll see Him. Fashion like unto His glorious body. You know of the Apostle Paul? I appreciate our brothers speaking about heaven. And it tells us about the things that are not there. And that boggles the mind. His mind is about the Apostle Paul taken up. Oh, I'm one of the simple ones. I believe he was in. I don't think he was standing outside looking in. Believe he was there. Then he came down, and with the vocabulary of man, he couldn't describe it. Brothers and sisters, that's our hope. We're going to be with him, and our bodies will be changed, and boy, we'll be great boys then. We'll be no Irish men, we'll be no Scotchmen. There'd be no colors. There'd be fashion big on His glorious body. That is the way that the Lord would keep us safe from the dangers that surround the people of God.